FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m.
I want to talk to you about jury duty and whether or not you've ever done it and what it was like to do it. Text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. We got this message here, but I just got it actually from a mate of mine. My wife was on jury duty in 2002 for a rape case. He was guilty but got off eventually on a technicality. She was distraught because the same happened to her. So to see him walk free, it hurt her so much. It was very intense and she ended up having to get counselling over it.
Wow. That's fairly intense, all right.
Tynan, you're on Dublin's 98 FM. How are you, Tynan?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Now, Tynan, no names about the case that you served on, but you were called for the first time a couple of months ago and ended up on a very long trial.
I did. Like yourself, always wanted to experience it and was delighted because I wanted to see what it was all about. But I was signed up to a case very quickly. Again, it's a lottery service. So you go in on a Monday. You're called for jury service. You're requested for the week, and you can be called at any time during that week. They're quite strict these days on an excuse to get out of it. Generally, you have to have some sort of you have to either know the person or know somebody who's involved in the case. It could be a police officer, I think, and that's a valid reason to get out of it. But because of work commitments and stuff, that's not really a valid excuse anymore. So they're quite strict on it. However,
how long was the case that you were on? How long did it last for?
Initially, we were told it was going to be 6 weeks, but it actually went on for nearly 10 weeks.
Okay.
Without
going into detail, was it a high profile case? Was it a very intense case?
Yes, it was. It was. I think it's a. It was fascinating. You do a lot of concentration for the day, so it's a new level of tiredness I've never experienced before. You're literally exhausted by the end of the day. It's quite draining. I was lucky because the jury people that I was served with were a lovely bunch of people. We all got on very well, which kind of helps because you are stuck with these people for the entire day and you're locked away in a room together and you eat together. So it helps when you do get on.
With that case at the end, I assume you were sent off to consider your verdict, were you?
Yeah.
And how does that work? Do you sit around in a room debating it, or
pretty much? I mean, there's a lot of things that I would question about how it made me feel quite uncomfortable. First of all, they swear you in front of the defendant, so your name is out there, which kind of made me feel uncomfortable initially. I have to say, I ended up being the foreman. So my name was used on a daily basis in the court when the judge addressed you. He addressed me and fellow jurors, but by my name.
Oh, really?
Which is something I wasn't expecting.
I always thought that you were kind of anonymous.
So did I. Oh. But you're not. Granted, I was the foreman, so my name was used every day. But when you are being sworn in, you are sworn in front of the defendant, and they do hear your name. The case, so how it works in Irish judicial services is the prosecution have to prove their case, and that's where most of the trial will be done with the prosecution, because the defence don't necessarily have to do very much there. It's all down to
I understand. And in terms of deliberating and all of that, was there intense debate, or were you all fairly agreed on it from the get-go?
I suppose from day one there was a lot of conflict and a lot of arguing, and it's quite fascinating to how people hear different pieces of evidence differently. So we talked a lot about it, obviously, because you're caught up in the situation. But we came to actually deliberate. We had made our decision fairly quickly, but it wasn't straightforward. We had a split, and we had to talk it out why we were disagreeing, and go through each of the relevant points and go back through evidence.
And you said you were the foreman of the jury. Does that mean you had to organize the discussion and chair the discussion as such? Yeah.
You pretty much chair it, and you are the one that will stand up at the end of it. You're the one who signed all the paperwork. before you go back into the court when you've made your decision, and you represent. So even throughout, you know, any questions jurors have, they would feed it through the foreman, and the foreman then has to present it to the
right. I'm with you. Yeah.
At the start. Yeah.
Okay. Now, the person involved in your case was what? Did you find that person guilty?
That person has been found guilty and is awaiting sentence.
Okay, but the jury found this person guilty.
Yes.
Okay.
The thing is, it's quite scary. You know, 10 weeks was a long time.
It certainly is. Yeah.
It became quite complacent. But when it actually comes to, you're responsible for sending someone to jail, and you need to be 100% in your head that you're making the right decision. And I don't think any of us on the panel were expecting the level of. We all felt a bit ill.
Mm.
We're all nervous. We were all quite. The stress levels were quite high on the day.
Okay, so for a big case like that, it kind of is all consuming, takes up your entire life, basically.
It is. You know, and you have to. The judge will keep constantly reminding you that you need to just base it on the facts that are presented before you. And
not what you're reading in newspapers or anything like that.
We all speculate. We all tend to speculate. Whereas, you know, you can't speculate of what this may have happened or what might have happened. You have to go based on the exact evidence that's been given to you.
So did you enjoy the experience?
Difficult. I did. I totally did.
Were you told you don't have to serve jury duty again?
Yeah, we were excused for life. However, we have the opportunity, because we could still be called, and at that point that we say we've been excused. But if you wish to serve again, we have the option to do that. It was difficult from a work point of view, but at the end of the day, your work can't discriminate against you.
Yes, of course. Yeah. They have to allow you. Yeah.
You have to allow. It was a long period of time to be out of work. However, I did.
But it does sound, yeah, it sounds fascinating. And like I said, I'd love to do it. I've never been called, and I know if I was called, I'd probably be dismissed anyway because of the sort of work that I do. But I'd love to experience it. Dennis, you're on Dublin's 98 FM. How are you, Dennis?
Grand. Good morning, Adrian.
Dennis, you were called twice but never had to serve.
Yeah, I was. I was called back in 2005 and in 1999.
And so is it like that? It's a kind of a lottery as to you get called in, but then there's no guarantee you're going to be on a jury. Sure there isn't.
No, you're there for a week. And basically, if your number is called, what happens is you leave the room and you go into the courtroom. And it happened to me twice. The solicitors they say objection to the jury, which basically means that you don't like the look of you. So I didn't actually get to sit on the trial.
So they didn't like the look of you?
Pretty much, yeah. It happens to a lot of people. Like, they, you know, I was young at the time, so they probably just thought, you know, didn't like the look of me, and they objected to the jury. So then, objection to the jury, they call it, and then the judge...
But that can be based on anything. That can be... based, as you said, on they don't like the look of you, or they've... Do they ask questions about you?
No, they just straight away say objection to the jury. The minute you walk in, they'll have a look at you and say objection to the jury and say they don't want you, you know. The solicitors get the kind of handpick who they want, who they like the look of and stuff, so.
Okay, so on both occasions they didn't like the look of you?
No, sorry, I tell a lie. On the second occasion, I actually knew one of the accused. I was involved in an armed robbery, so there was no chance of me sitting on that jury.
Right, yeah, fair enough. And would you like to be on a jury? Would you like to actually serve?
Yeah, I would, yeah. Definitely. See what it's all about, you know.
All right, stay there for 1 second, Dennis. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp 0877 989898. Sean, how did you get out of jury duty?
Hi, Adrian. Thank you so much for... I was basically started at college. This was about 6 years ago, so I couldn't serve, but I would love to. However,
why did you get out of it?
Because I started college.
Right. And that was a good enough excuse, was it?
Well, yeah. During transition year, on a trip or whatever, as many of you may know, I'm a wheelchair user. I've been on the show many of the time. I couldn't access the viewing gallery, so I sat beside the family of the accused. And it was interesting to experience it, but I would love to be on jury duty, serve jury.
Okay, so an interesting experience nonetheless.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, good man. Thank you, Sean. By the way, I often mention to you, if you want to send us a sneaky WhatsApp voice message, maybe you're at work and you can't take a phone call, you can do exactly that. All you have to do is record it on WhatsApp and send it to 0877 98 98 98, like this message.
Morning, Adrian. I was called for jury duty a few years ago, but because I had deregistered out of the system, it came in my maiden name, it's my parents' address. So I just stuck a return to sender sticker on it, sent it back in the post, and I've heard nothing more.
Aww. Anne, 4 times you've been called?
Yeah, 4 times.
And did you serve on any of those occasions?
I did. Well, I was picked for 2. I served on 1, and I refused 1 because it was about paedophilia, so I couldn't. It was horrible.
Oh, wait, so you can say that you would
say
find...
You can't. They ask you, can you deal with this? It was like, you know, like that, children or... And I just couldn't. I looked at... And it was a very high... At the time, it was a very high-profile thing. It was all over the news. I was actually on the news in the background.
Right.
Outside the court. And it was... I'm not going to say who it was, but he's dead now. But everyone knew about him. And it was horrible.
Okay, so you were able to say, I don't think I'll be able for this particular case.
Yeah, I was actually picked for it.
Right.
You know what I mean? I was picked to be on the... But they say, have you any reason why you think you couldn't handle this? And I just said, yes, I just couldn't. But I was on another one, but I was on the jury... picked for jury service 4 times.
4 times? And
yes.
You actually served on one jury then, did you?
Yes.
And what sort of a case was that?
It wasn't high profile. We did it for about 4 days, I think.
Right.
So, yeah, it was about... 15 years ago, I think, something like that.
And was it a robbery or was it a mugging?
It was kind of like Neighbours from Hell kind of thing.
Oh,
it was horrible.
Lovely.
Now it wasn't, you know, but I don't know which was worse, the ones that were complaining or the ones that did the thing.
Right, but a great experience, was it?
Yeah.
Would you describe it as a good experience?
It was very interesting, and it's a bit crazy as well, because you meet people from your own area as well there, so you're looking at people and say, oh, there's such a body, or, you know, it is, and you're locked up in a room, you have to go to lunch, and you're brought over in a Black Mariah at the time, I don't know what they do now, but you were brought over to some hotel to have your lunch, and you're brought back again.
Wow, all right. Well, like I said, it's something I've always wanted to do, but I don't think I'll probably get to do it. Maybe when I retire, I might be able to. But anyway, thanks very much for your call, Anne. Fascinating insight into doing jury duty. A lot of messages coming in about it.
98FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring, and more. 98FM.